At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Somehow we made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that. Morale is high. In case you're wondering, Tyler, the creator, was here early this morning, cooking up meat Friday. We got chili, and we got beer, cheese, and soft pretzels, and hot dogs. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
What is it, my birthday?
Yep. I said to Tyler, I said, you know, first day of fall, I got flannel on, I'm ready to go, got 55 degrees, it feels like it's chili weather. And he goes, well, you mean like cold? I go, no, having chili. And he goes, oh, okay, I got it. So we got smoked beef and chorizo chili cooking right now. Oh, it smells good. It smells like fall. It smells like Pauly's birthday week continues. Yes.
Foliage football, yes. Cool weather.
Pauly-age, we're calling it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, Seton.
I like how we've sort of all reversed roles a little bit. Paul started out the week not wanting to do this and is ending on a very high, whereas I thought at the beginning of the week, Paul's birthday week was awesome, and I'm so sick of it.
Yeah, I am too.
It's funny how that switched.
And then Pauly goes, hey, what are you doing tonight? I was thinking of doing a stroll where you get soup and wine in downtown Vermont. And I said, I don't know. What are you asking me?
There's beer, there's chili, there's many types of soups.
Yeah.
Soup and wine stroll?
I think that's what Pauly just invited me to. And I thought, well, like, I kind of spent enough time with you this week, you know?
We don't have to talk. We can just eat and drink.
Okay.
It sounds very Hallmark movie-ish.
Mm. Like Pauly and I in matching flannels walking down the street.
Like dusting of snow falling. Ooh. Or maybe some leaves, something. Yeah. It's very Hallmarkish.
Kicking some leaves in the air.
No, jumping into a pile of leaves.
Holding hands.
Yes. Pauly's birthday, you can celebrate it as well. DanPatrick.com. You buy one t-shirt, you get the other one for 50% off. Play of the day poll questions, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Ed Reed, Hall of Famer, is going to join us a little bit later on. Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated, he's plugged in with what's going on with the Celtics, as the Celtics look like they're going to suspend their coach, Ime Udoka, for the entire season. And I got a lot of questions here. There's very few details. I assume, and I shouldn't use that word, if you're going to suspend somebody for a year, why are you bringing them back in the first place? It seems like that's a pretty egregious series of events. Something happened. I'm just trying to figure out exactly what happened here. And I don't know what the violation was. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's a series of events. But if you're going to suspend your coach for a year, and I know it's apples to oranges, but Robert Sarver was going to be suspended for a year and fined $10 million. This feels like it's pretty big. A year's salary. So this might be equivalent to Robert Sarver, the Phoenix Suns owner. And Chris Mannix sent a tweet out saying, hey, don't be surprised if the Celtics add Frank Vogel, who's friends with Brad Stevens, the GM, to the coaching ranks there. So got a lot of things to talk about. We'll look at the college football weekend. I think it's a sneaky good college football weekend. Browns handled the Steelers 29-17. And if you are an over and under guy, Paulie goes, oh, that field goal, that was the over. And I said, no, the over was 40 and a half.
Oh, my Lord.
40 and a half. That's as bad a beat as you can have. Now, we always talk about the bad beat. We never talk about the great win because it's, you know, when you gamble, it's full of bad beats. When you win, you don't go, God, I can't believe it. It's the greatest win I've ever had. You're like, yeah, about time something went my way. But, you know, gamblers talk about the bad beats. I've told you about my bad beat that still bothers me to this day. Chester Markle, Hillsdale College. I did research on him after he had a field goal block and went back to him and he ran in for a touchdown. All he has to do is kick the field goal against the Bears and I win. Boom. Blocked. Back to Chester Markle. That dude's not, he can't run. And then he runs it in. Bad beat. Still to this day. Damn you, Chester Markle. Cost me a dime. Yeah, Paul.
So the over-under was 40 and a half.
And a half.
So with moments to go, it's 23-17.
17.
The Fighting
There's
Trubisky's.
There's 9 seconds to go.
Right. And you thought that they were going to throw like maybe a 10-yard out so they can get in position to throw one of those Hail Marys. They do the pitcheroo play.
Yeah.
Pitchy woo woo.
They do the Stanford band play.
Yeah. And then was it Ward who picked up in the end zone for the over?
Yes.
Oh, Christ. Sorry.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
It's one of those where you go, how did this happen? How? And that's why I don't gamble. It's not when you win, it's when you lose. Because the high is not high enough to erase how low that low is. There's no way you can go to bed after that. Just not. Now, there's been times when I bet, and then you got this high. It's so euphoric, and you're like, God, that's great. That's awesome. And then when you lose, it's like, I got to get to bed. I got to forget about this. Yes, Mark.
Now, when you win a bet or when you used to win bets,
yeah,
were you already spending the money you had won? Like, oh, I can do this. I can do that.
Oh, no. No. I didn't need to spend it on anything. And it's not like I had anything. It was just like I wanted to load up and I was going to buy a Corvette. So I was up $6,000 and I went into bowl season and I was going to make one more bet because I was going to win $3,000. I was going to be up to $9,000 and daddy was going to come home with a Corvette.
Little red Corvette?
No, it didn't matter what color. And this was way before Prince gave his little red Corvette. But it was going to be probably 65, 66, 67
Ooh.
Corvette. And the ladies would then follow. Well, I lost the bet. I lost $3,300.
Ooh.
So I cashed out. That was it. Never placed another bet. Cold turkey. Yes, Paul.
From Corvette to Chevette.
Yep. I did have a Chevette.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I had a white Chevette.
And that's a late. That's worse than the Velcro wallet to keep ladies away.
Oh, my God. You know, you walk out to the parking lot, and I had a friend who had a 65 Malibu Corvette. Gorgeous. Had another friend who had a 69 Chevelle 396. Had another one who had a 69 Rally Sport Camaro convertible. And then I had a Chevette.
How do you compete with that?
I would always tell people I have a vet. And they go out and I go, oh, no, Chevette. And Chevette is up there with the Pinto.
Yeah.
Where you go, hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry falling on hard times. Yeah. Man, I could have been something.
We had a Pinto growing up.
Yeah, remember, weren't those the ones that, like, if they would explode? Like, yeah, if you hit them a certain way?
If you breathed on the back end, they would explode.
You know what's crazy? When you think about cars now, we had this one car that if you made a left-hand turn too fast, the door would fly open. That's like, that can never, you could never have that anymore.
You shouldn't have that. You shouldn't have that happen.
That's, I remember my mom bought it for like $200 or something. Like, hey, look at this car we just got. And then making a turn, it flew right open. Holy crap.
So wouldn't have been a good NASCAR.
No.
Because you're going left the whole time. You'd be like falling out. And then we never wore seatbelts back then.
Nah.
Soft.
I know. We had them, but I never, ever remember getting into a car and then having my parents say, buckle up. Be like, hey, don't make me come back there. Yeah, see.
When I was younger, we used to go to Vermont all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember one of my favorite things was we had a Subaru. You know, like a wagon.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
yeah.
My dad would pack up all of our stuff but leave a space there so I could just sit in the back, like, trunk area and go all the way to Vermont there. Now, you'd never be allowed to do that anymore. With the luggage and stuff?
Yeah, we had a station wagon, and we loved to sit all the way back, you know, with the seat that looked out the back window.
Nice.
We'd make, you know, we'd flip off people, him, me and my brother.
Good old days.
Yeah. Can't do that anymore. Yes, Todd.
And it's nice and bumpy. You roll. That's why everyone wants to sit in like the back of the school bus. It's like an amusement park ride. You're getting thrown around all over the place.
By the way, this program brought to you by Discover. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. With Deshaun Watson being suspended, the Browns probably started out as an afterthought because we weren't quite sure, even though they're one of the more talented teams in the NFL. You got two very good running backs. You got one great running back in Nick Chubb. You got Kareem Hunt. Amari Cooper looked good last night. You got Myles Garrett. Like, you have talent on this team. You got a good offensive line, but then you lose the game to the Jets. The Browns could be 3-0. And you got Jacoby Brissett. Like, he's not a long-term answer, but he does know his role, and that is, I'm here until Deshaun Watson comes back. But if they can continue the trend through the next 8 weeks, you bring Watson in with a talented roster, all of a sudden, Cleveland's going to get your attention. And they certainly did with the Pittsburgh Steelers last night. Here is Jacoby Brissett, the Browns quarterback, on bouncing back to the embarrassing loss to the Jets.
It is such a short week. I think we had the right men in that room to be able to get past it. And I think we answered that call today. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. We had to look each other in the face and look ourselves in the mirror and say, like, listen, like, man, the season's going on. Like, the longer we soak about that one, then we won't be where we need to be for this game.
And then there's Mike Tomlin, the Steelers head coach. And he was asked the following question.
Like, heading into the mini bye that you guys have, do you consider making any changes, whether quarterback play calling is?
I'm not in that mindset. I'm interested in reviewing this tape and looking at the totality of it and figuring out how we collectively get better. So the answer to that question is definitively no.
So you're asking that question already. Here we are, week three. Are you going to change quarterbacks? Mitchell Trubisky looks like a good quarterback until you need him to be a good quarterback, if that makes sense. At the end of the first half, you're like, just get in field goal range. Add 3 points, and then incompletion, incompletion, incompletion. And it's not just him. You know, without T.J. Watt, it's a different team. And I'm still waiting for Najee Harris to do something. I think they got skilled position players, wide receivers. We saw that last night. Here's the call of George Pickens' one-handed grab.
Second down and four from the Pittsburgh 46. And this long pass.
A great catch by rookie George Pickens inside the Browns 20 at the 18-yard line. What a play for the young man from Georgia.
That's courtesy of WDVE, the Steelers Radio Network. It's one of those where you go, I sort of remember him at Georgia. But then they have so much talent, it's one of those, next guy up. It's like Arian Foster, you know, when he came into the league. I mean, I remember watching him, Alvin Kamara, watching him in college, where you go, yeah, okay, I see it. And then DK Metcalf, nobody knew about him at Ole Miss. Got to the combine, you're like, who is that guy? But that was an unbelievable grab. And then there's obviously going to be the comparisons between OBJ and what Pickens did last night. Social media loved it. OBJ shouted him out, too. I think that's awesome. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app, and you can watch for free if you haven't already done that. We say good morning. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and nearly 400 cities around America that carries this award-nominated program. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We made it to a Friday. It's hour two. It's a meat Friday. And in case you're wondering, and I know you are, what's on the Traeger today? Smoked beef and chorizo chili, beer, cheese, and soft pretzels, and hot dogs. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Paulie's birthday week sale goes on, and it's spelled W-E-E-K. Some people thought W-E-A-K, and I said, that's not fair. It's not Paulie's birthday week sale.
That.
It's a great sale. You buy one, you get the other one for 50% off.
And his actual birthday is tomorrow, so make sure he knows all about how much we love his birthday, even beyond today's show. His actual birthday is tomorrow.
Well, thank you, Todd. Phone calls are welcome, emails, tweets, all the above. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app, and we say good morning to our radio affiliates as well, as we're up to nearly 400 around the nation, around the world for that matter. And your phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Cleveland Browns, last night, they covered in more ways than one. They recovered to cover, and they also went on the over. One of the bad beats that you're ever going to see. 9 seconds to go, the Steelers try the old Stanford band on the field play. And Browns end up recovering it in the end zone. I believe the over-under was 40 and a half. That's a bad beat. And I thought first team to 20 was going to win. I thought it was going to be 21-17 Cleveland. Nick Chubb was great again last night. And Amari Cooper looked really good as well. And we're not sure about Justin Herbert, iffy for the Jags. You know, if it was a year ago, you might say to Justin Herbert, why don't you sit this one out? These are the new and improved Jags here. And no word right now on Justin Herbert's status. College football, it's an interesting weekend. I think this is when you're a college football fan, a true fan. Then you're going, all right, Maryland, Michigan, Tua's brother going against Michigan, I'm interested. Wake against Clemson, Florida, Tennessee, Oregon, Washington State, Arkansas, A&M is spicy. Imagine if Arkansas beats A&M and then we say goodbye to A&M. Well, I give Jimbo more time to go recruiting. USC, Oregon State, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. So, feels like heavyweights versus the light heavies here. Ed Reed, Hall of Fame safety, is going to join us coming up in a little bit. We make way for our good buddy Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated. Still trying to get some answers. What's going on with the Boston Celtics? All I know is their head coach has been suspended for a season. M.A. Udoka has been suspended for a season. And it's one of those that you say, what do we not know in this situation? And if it's a year, why do you even bring him back after a year? If something happened that you sit him down for a year, why are you going to bring him back after a year? Yes, Eden.
And if it's not so bad that you have to fire him, that you're willing to bring him back, then why is he even really suspended at all? Just then fine him or something and let him coach. I don't really understand that.
Let's bring in Chris Mannix. All right. Which question do you want to answer first?
There's a lot of them there, Dan. And understandably, there's a lot we still don't know. The decision to suspend him for 1 year, I think, is the most interesting one, as is the language the Celtics used in announcing this suspension. They made it clear in that three-sentence press release that this was, as of now, not a situation where it's a guarantee that Ime Udoka is going to come back, which tells me in pretty blank terms that the intention is not to bring Ime Udoka back. Now, after that, you know, you get into maybe some of the gray area there about, does a guy get fired? Does he get fired for cause? If he quits, you know, what about the money? I think that's frankly an area that we're in with the Celtics and Ime Udoka, but it was an interesting decision, an interesting choice of language to use in announcing the suspension.
Robert Sarver was being suspended for a year and fined $10 million. If I include Udoka's salary, it's very similar to the punishment that an owner got.
Yeah, it is. It is a very punitive punishment for Ime Udoka, which really makes you wonder exactly what was going on behind the scenes. The Celtics, look, they don't want to push out Ime Udoka. They didn't want to push him out. I mean, this is a championship team, you know, going that goes into the season as one of the odds-on favorites to win the title. And Ime Udoka is instrumental in all that, was instrumental in what they did last year and was going to be counted on to do the same things this year. They're just, at this moment, Dan, there's too many variables that are unaccounted for. I believe in, from what I've been told, in coming to the decision on this suspension, one of the things the Celtics took into consideration was the fact that this woman was a subordinate to Ime Udoka. I was told one of the things that was taken into consideration was the fact that, according to people in the know, this was a married woman that he was involved with. There are still some things that are unclear, specifically how the relationship started, how it ended, and what exactly triggered the Celtics to investigate in the manner that they did and quickly come to this conclusion.
And this is a team punishment. The league has nothing to do with this?
The league has nothing to do with this. This is strictly something the Celtics are running.
Okay. If you get the feeling that he's not coming back after this, then what do the Celtics do at the head coaching position?
Well, they're going to make Joe Mazzulla the interim head coach. And look, Joe Mazzulla is a very well-respected young guy. He's 34 years old. His head coaching experience effectively amounts to two seasons in Division II, but he's been in the NBA for 3 years. He interviewed and was one of the finalists for the Utah Jazz head coaching job last summer, a job that ironically went to Udoka's top assistant, Will Hardy, a couple of months ago. So there is a sense that Joe Mazzulla is a coach in waiting, and perhaps that's what Brad Stevens is looking for in making this decision. He could have promoted more experienced guys. He could have said Damon Stoudemire, former player, then a head coach in college, has been an NBA around the NBA for much longer. Ben Sullivan, he was the coach of the Celtics summer league team. He's a front of the bench guy as well. One of the things that, you know, people have talked to me about is perhaps Brad Stevens is not just looking for a stopgap for this year, but for a head coach for the foreseeable future. Because frankly, Dan, if Brad Stevens was just looking for a stopgap, the choice should have been him.
Yeah.
You know, Brad Stevens is only a year removed from concluding an 8-year run as Celtics coach, a successful run as Celtics coach. He's still considered one of the best basketball minds in the NBA. He knows the personnel. He knows what it takes to coach them. You know, that was my initial thought, that Brad Stevens would kind of take one for the team and come back down to hold dual roles for at least one season. But in promoting Joe Mazzulla, at least on an interim basis, it signals to me that perhaps they're looking for not just a coach for this season, but a coach for years to come.
And I know you tweeted out that maybe Frank Vogel could join the coaching staff.
Yeah, Frank Vogel has a long-standing relationship with Brad Stevens that dates back to Brad's days in college. And when Frank was coaching the Indiana Pacers, during his time away from the game between jobs at Orlando and L.A., he visited the Celtics, you know, spent some time around Brad Stevens. I know they've got a close relationship. If you look at that Celtics bench, the one thing it's lacking is an established former head coach. There isn't one there right now. Frank Vogel, unemployed at the moment, not a candidate for any job at the moment. I would think he will be someone that gets some consideration to join that coaching staff.
I just looked at the odds, the current odds on DraftKings. The Celtics are still currently listed as the favorite to win the NBA title.
Well, they have the talent, but I am a believer, Dan, that the head coach matters. And look, Ime Udoka proved that last year, didn't he? I mean, this team was a disaster for 2 months. It took Ime Udoka 2 months to break players of bad individual habits and to implement a brand new switch-heavy defense that turned them into the best defensive team in the NBA. He also was one of the earliest and strongest advocates for Marcus Smart's ability to play point guard. So he played a key role in all this. And as smart as Joe Mazzulla is, and I've been around Boston a lot, I know him, I believe he's a very smart guy, it's an incredibly difficult ask, or tough ask, to place this 34-year-old days before the start of training camp right onto a team expected to win a championship. It's just, look, Brad Stevens and the Celtics front office, look, they've earned a bit of a benefit of the doubt. Look, I thought it was insane to promote Brad Stevens to Danny Ainge's job. That worked out. Ime Udoka, while I liked him a lot to be the head coach of the team a year ago, he was not some home run candidate. That was an obvious coach. That worked out. Maybe they see something in Joe Mazzulla that makes them believe he's ready for that job, but it is a tall task for a young coach to step into this situation and succeed.
Thank you, Chris. I know you got a busy morning. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, Dan.
That's Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated, senior NBA writer. There's a press conference coming up at 11 o'clock Eastern. It is Celtics-related. Yeah, Paul.
The only thing there that really new for me from what Mannix says is Mannix knows the Celtics better than anybody, is who Ime Udoka was with and the woman who was married, according to Mannix. I'm curious to know how much that factors into it. Who's the husband, et cetera, because
that feels like there's a whole lot attached to this.
Yep.
And if you're Udoka, well, maybe you don't resign because you want to get paid. I don't know how any of that works, but they're going to suspend you for a year. Do you want to come back? It is a great roster. He's a good coach. But what if they're doing well? I just want, if it's egregious enough to suspend you for a year, I mean, that's what I don't understand. And different leagues suspend, you know, the duration of those suspensions. Sean Payton got suspended a year for Bounty Gate. I mean, at the time, that was unbelievable. And then Robert Sarver, all that he did, 1 year, $10 million. Well, I don't know what Udoka is making, but let's say he's making $6 million. That's not very far from removed from an owner being suspended for a year. Now, granted, Udoka has more of an impact because he's there on the sidelines with the team that could win the NBA championship. But I'm just – feels like there's going to be a bombshell here with this. It's not just, hey, just go away quietly. Yeah, see.
You think that punishment is trying to get ahead of things?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. And that's what I wondered with Sarver. If you're suspending him, and in the meantime, we're going to let it be known behind the scenes, we're working to find a new owner. And I was told that last week, I hinted at that, but I had to be careful, the person who told me that it's not over. There's other things in play. And I pressed the person who works for the Suns, and I said, look, what do you mean? Said, just there's things in play. And I said, does this mean Sarver's not going to be the owner? And the person said, I think that's the goal. All right, let's take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up. We have Paulie's birthday sale. It's a week-long. It's so big, it's a week-long sale. And, you know, I might even extend it into next week. Yeah, I might. But Todd only gets one day on his birthday.
But it's special because it's the, you know, same day, month, and year as Favre.
Yeah, Brett cool. Favre. Yeah.
How's that working out these
days?
Yeah,
I don't know. Are you going
to... Not great.
Are you going to be mentioning that next month?
Probably not. That part of it is not great.
Yeah.
But one point, that was a very
cool was.
Point.
And you reminded us, same day. Same month, same year as Brett Favre.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same copper fit.
Can you find somebody else? All the copper fit? Is that what you just did?
It doesn't have the same copper fit as it once did, the whole 10-10-69 thing.
Yes, Paul.
I have some other famous people born on October 10th. David Lee Roth, Gavin Newsom, governor, Mario Lopez.
But anybody same day, same month, same year.
We're checking.
Gavin Newsom looks like he could be in his early 50s.
Okay.
David Lee Roth is...
quite older.
60s? Yes, Todd.
Mario Lopez? He's probably a few years younger.
I heard that
me.
Somewhere before.
Yeah, but you're not. You don't...
No, I mean as far as who could possibly be the same day, month,
no,
and year.
No, Mario Lopez. No, Mario Lopez is not.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh.
I think he's more in his high 40s, though.
Yeah. Okay. Got a decent little rundown there, Fritzy.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Bozy, bozy, bop, zitty, bop.
Oh, is that David Lee Roth?
Bozy, bozy, bop, zitty, bop.
Wait, of all the Van Halen songs, that's the one
that immediately comes to mind. I ain't got nobody.
By far the worst Van Halen song.
Come on, take a chance with me, because I ain't so bad. That song is pretty brutal, and my rendition made it worse.
Which I think is a solo David Lee Roth song. I wouldn't dare tarnish the name of Van Halen
thank
with that
you.
Crap.
Thank you for the correction.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Phone calls as we wait for the Hall of Famer, Ed Reed. Jeremy in Texas. Hi, Jeremy. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Just a quick question. What is one thing that you think Deshaun Watson is going to be what he was in the past when he comes back? I mean, I've never heard of anybody being out for that long, especially quarterback position, coming back and being as dynamic as they were before. What is it that gives you that idea that he's going to be something special again?
Well, he was really good for a really bad team. And yes, he's been off for over a year, but I'm guessing it won't take long for him to get back into that all-pro form. He's got a good offensive line. He's got good running backs. He's got a couple of good wide receivers, some playmakers on defense. I mean, it's all there for the Cleveland Browns. The question is, what's your record going to be when Deshaun Watson comes back? And if you're, let's say, 3 games over .500, you're in the mix. And the way I would look at it, if I'm the Cleveland Browns, look at the totality of the season. You know, we don't need to impress anybody, you know, during the regular season. Get through the regular season, get into the playoffs, and then that's where you could surprise some people. John in Pennsylvania. Hi, John.
Hi, Dan. Hey, love you. Good morning.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, hey, watch you every night on SportsCenter. Wanted to talk to Paulie, though. I wanted to wish him happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. You're welcome, Paulie. Hey, I wanted to give him some advice. We all know how you get a big chubby for foliage. And I wanted to recommend, I have a place in the Finger Lakes. And I know you like to go north, but come west and check out the Finger Lakes. We've got wineries, we've got brew pubs, we've got breweries and distilleries. October is a great month for foliage, and all the wineries are always doing harvest. That's harvest time for the wine grapes, so they're always doing harvest parties, live music, and there's bed and breakfast.
We got the lowdown here.
You had me at breweries. I've never been to the Finger Lakes. That's like by Rochester and Syracuse, right?
Yes, Seton.
I didn't hear the word soup stroll.
Well, that's what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, but does the Finger Lakes have a soup stroll?
I'm going to guess they do, but Paulie invited me to a soup stroll tonight, and I wasn't quite sure what it was, but it sounded fun. And I said, well, are you going to complicate things by bringing your wife and kids? And you didn't give me an answer.
That's negotiable.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm technically married to them tonight. Maybe not so much, but you're dressed for a nice Vermont soup stroll.
I am.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I went autumnal today.
So what happens at soup stroll stays at soup stroll situation right there?
Could be. Could be. Whatever you said.
Soup stroll.
Soup stroll.
Soup stroll.
Soup stroll.
What's happening?
Sure. Tyler in South Dakota. Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Hey, Dan. This call is for Paulie.
Whoa.
Happy birthday to you.
I think that's enough.
That's enough of that.
Yeah, making Ed Reed read for that.
Yeah, poor Ed. Yeah, don't want to do that. Ed Reed, Hall of Famer, joining us on behalf of Crown Royal. We've got a partnership there. The former Raven, former Defensive Player of the Year. He's also a Hall of Famer. Let's see how the beard looks there. Ed joins us now. Ed?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
You want to hit anybody?
No.
we had Ross Tucker on, played in the NFL. He said he missed the violence. You miss violence?
He missed it. Oh, no. No. Somebody's calling my phone.
Uh-oh.
Can you see me still?
Yeah, I can see you. Yeah, you look good. Yeah, so you don't miss the violence.
Do I miss the violence? No, I don't see a person, unless they locked up in prison somewhere. It's like, you miss violence? Yeah, I'm locked up. You know, I can't wait to get out. but no, man, I do not miss the violence at all. You know, I'm actually chief of staff at the University of Miami, so I'm around it, you know, a good bit. I'm teaching it. You know, I'm letting kids know that this is a violent sport. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't miss it, man. I do miss, you know, the times of the preparing for the game and being with my teammates and having them over to my house and watching film and taking them out. We go and get dinner and stuff like that, the camaraderie part. But you know, I don't really miss the contact and all that like that, you know.
The position that you played and how much has changed over the years being free safety?
It's changed a good bit. Football hasn't changed, but the rules and everything has changed some things on, you know, on how you can attack certain things. You know, so it's always evolving. You got to be smart. You know, the first thing I tell players about playing football, you got to be a smart player. You know, you got to be able to adapt. Football is life. Life is football. In life, you got to adapt. Football is the same thing. You know, so, you know, I was just talking about this on how there's so many rule changes that made, you know, players timid on what they want to do, how they want to play on the football field. You know, but you train to be a certain way in the off season, you know, so you gotta be able to let it go. But I don't see that out there with many players. I see a little timid, maybe the rules or something are holding them back. You know, it's definitely skewed towards the offense because they want to produce points. You know, fans like the excitement of points and everything. So it don't seem like it works in the favor of the defense. It never did for me.
If I put your Ravens defense out there now, how impactful is that defense?
Very impactful. Very impactful. You know, we wasn't one of those defenses you've seen that was out there with ill will, just, you know, knocking helmets off. You know, we hit people hard, but we wasn't doing it illegally. You know, like, you know, our robbery team, you know, with other players over there, you know, they had some dirty players, you know, over there, and that's how they played the game. You could see how the rivalry between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals had picked up on how both of those teams were playing the dirtiest game. You know, I don't think we've seen that type of football since the 70s or the early 80s, where teams are really taking shots at each other.
But who was dirty that you played against? Who are you referring to?
My rivalry team. I played for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
My rivalry team was black and gold. You know, I don't have to point out specific players because people should know. You follow the game. You know, I don't have to tell you Hines Ward was a dirty player. There was a rule. There's a rule after him. Like, there's a rule after him. And I'm not harping on it. Like, I'm not bitter about it. It is what it is. Like, I never, even though he was dirty towards me, I never went back at him. As much as I could have, I never did.
Why did he have it out for you?
I mean, Pittsburgh had that old school mentality, and they still do. Really, in the simplicity, you know, and I love it, man. It's, you know, it's by any means necessary, you know, but it shouldn't be at the expense of taking a person out, you know. But they wanted to win by any means necessary, man, you know. And if that's taking the player out and him losing, you know, his consciousness, or, you know, maybe even missing a year, they didn't seem like they cared.
But if you see Hines Ward.
I've told Hines Ward this to his face, so he already know. But we've hashed that out, man. You know, I got it out. You know, we talked about it. It is what it is, you know. Hines and I shot a commercial together, rode in the car together, man. We talked about this. Like, you know, he knows.
How would you game plan for Lamar Jackson?
How would I game plan for Lamar Jackson? Man, I would hope I would still be a Raven, be on the same team.
Let's say you're on the Dolphins. You're on the Dolphins this weekend.
I mean, the Dolphins already played them, you know, and they game plan was okay. You know, it's hard to game plan for Lamar.
Let me put you on the Patriots since he plays the Patriots this weekend.
It's hard, man, to game plan for a person at that position that does the things that he does. You gotta pick your poison. You know, do you want him to run or do you want him to throw the ball? You gotta pick one.
Oh, I want him to pass. But I think he's a lot better than what people have given him credit for.
He is. That's what I'm saying. You got to pick your poison. You know, he can throw the ball. He can run the ball. I would much rather have Lamar in the pocket than have him running around on us, man. I wouldn't want that because he's showing you that he can score from anywhere on the football field when he runs that ball. You know, throwing the ball has to deal with somebody else, and I can affect that somebody else. That's what I do. I'm a secondary guy. See, I can affect the receiver. That has nothing to do with Lamar. You see what I'm saying? So if that receiver is not where he's supposed to be, then Lamar has to run the ball. You know, so I wouldn't be that. I would definitely try to affect the people around Lamar versus trying to focus on Lamar. You know, because he's going to get his. Great players get this.
Who's the quarterback that was a half a step ahead of you guys? Thank you.
Quarterback that was a half a step of us? None of them.
So Brady wasn't or Peyton wasn't? None of those guys? No. How about most challenging?
Maybe at times on a play. You know, maybe we had some games with guys on the team were just not as good to perform against Patriots or, you know, Peyton, you know, but they were never really that many steps ahead of us like that, you know. So from a defensive perspective, we knew what they were going to do. We just might not had the athletes to play against them at the time, man.
But, Jeff, did you have anything memorable? I know you had an interaction with Brady. One time.
Yeah.
You guys are cool?
Oh, yeah. I work with Brady. I'm with his company, Autograph, with the NFTs and trying to work out where he's about to do a release and a launching, you know, and, you know, there might be a chance for some people to hang out with Brady and I, maybe play some golf, do something together, you know?
All right. I like it. Making peace with everybody.
Oh man, we've been at peace, man. I don't travel off the football field, you know, worrying about a player I played against or feeling ill will about a player. You know, Hines was the only guy who I truly was my nemesis. You know, it was like Batman and the Joker. You know what I'm saying? But even then, once it was over, once the game was over, man. You know, it was over. Like, it's a game. Like, it's truly a game to me, you know. And I'm not taking and carrying none of that stuff with me, man, about no player. Nah, man. You know, I pray and hope everybody is healthy and get what they deserve out of the game. But, no.
I'm always fascinated when I talk to guys who played a violent sport. Like Troy Polamalu, when you hear that voice – I'm not scared of Troy Polamalu, but then I see him on the football field, and I'm scared of Troy Polamalu. Those guys who sound a different way, just like you. I mean, you're chill. Get on the football field, now you're different.
Yeah, it's different, man. It's no different than you being in your domain right now. You know, where you're at right now, that's where you're comfortable. That's your escape from everything. You know, you're a totally different person in this light. You know what I'm saying? That's where you're most comfortable, you know? And, you know, when you get public and all that, you know, you handle yourself accordingly, you know. You know, I'm pretty sure it's different, you know, for you when you're in public. You know, you're probably more chill and are you probably still talking a lot.
I'm just like I am this way. I'm 24/7, just like this. Yeah.
But football is different, man, because, you know, it's a true warrior that you have to put on to play, especially at the high level that me and Troy played on. It's a true warrior that you put on, and when you go and when you into the stadium, man, you know, like it's a totally different mentality. You know what I'm saying? And that mentality is not for the real world. You know, just walking around. You imagine me walking in the grocery store and hitting somebody, you know, or swiping some milk out of their hand that they picking up. And I'm like, no dairy products.
Hey, you would go Mutombo on them.
You know, I'm like defending in the grocery store or in the parking lot and stuff, man. Why just do like that all the time?
We're talking to Ed Reed. He's partnering with Uber Eats. Crown Royal kicking off year two, the whiskey sponsor of the NFL. What are you doing with Crown Royal?
Man, I've teamed up with Crown Royal. We've teamed up over the years. It's been a long time partner at this point. And we teamed up with Uber Eats to, you know, give back to the hospitality industry. You know, obviously the military and all the things that they do. Blessing to all the military people out there. But just want to give back to those people, man, who are doing those things, the small things, you know, that people tend to overlook. You know, the Uber Eats while you're at home with your family and friends enjoying the game, enjoying your Crown Royal, drinking your water, you know, you could order Uber Eats and they show up right at your door, you know, and that's huge, man. You know, that's huge. So Crown and I want to give back to those industries. You know, Crown's been doing it for some time now, you know, and giving away a lot of money, man, you know, but just this space right here is what we talk about, just giving back to them, man, paying homage to them.
Great to talk to you again. How's the hair look? How's the hair?
It's the same, Dan.
Looking good. Looking good. Great to talk to you.
Looks just like the bus. It looks like the bus.
Did you think about changing it all with your Hall of Fame bust, with your hair?
Not at all. Not at all, man. I could show you a picture of me. I think I'm like 6 or 7 years old. I got the fro, you know, like it's always been a part of me, man. You know, it's always been a part. It's always been there, you know, so it's what I'm comfortable with, you know, no matter what people say, no matter what people think, you know, you to a man, women out there, kids, man, be who you are, you know, what makes you happy, and you go from there.
Good to talk to you again. Maybe we'll cross paths here soon. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Man, you got a whole bunch of stuff right here.
I know. I got a bunch of stuff here. I got the ultimate man cave. I got all kinds of jerseys in here. I got helmets.
You got some military stuff there. Some low, some microphone. Another microphone. That's a gold ball. Is that a gold ball?
Yeah, that's a gold football there. I got Tiger Woods golf ball up there. I got Shaq's shoes down there. Tim Duncan from the NBA Finals 1990. I got a bunch of stuff in here, Ed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey,
that's what you need to the kids. You got some pinball machines in here.
Yeah,
let's go.
Got pinball back there. You know,
I feel like you might have an electric football game somewhere there.
We might have that. I mean, I don't know why I don't have something from the greatest safety of all time in NFL history in here. No, but
we gotta get a bobblehead or something right there, man.
Yeah, bobblehead with your big fro. I like that. Good luck at the U. Great to talk to you again, as always.
Appreciate it, Dan. Be blessed.
Thank you. That's Ed Reed.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.